If someone has desire for material enjoyment or for becoming one with the Supreme, these are both considered material concepts.
Yes. Three kinds of happinesses. Bhog, Tyag, Bhakti, Seva. Bhog, Tyag, Seva. The Kurmis, they are after Bhog, sense enjoyment. And the Gyanis, they are after another side of negation of sense enjoyment. When one is fed up with sense enjoyment, just like in your country, the young boys, they are practically fed up with the way of sense enjoyment as their fathers and grandfathers had done. So, in the name of tyago, renunciation, they have taken another kind of sense enjoyment, intoxication, unrestricted sex. So this is also another sense enjoyment, bhog and tyag. Real enjoyment is devotion. There is a very practical example. Just like if you get all of a certain amount of money, say 100 rupees note lying on the street, if you get, or lying here. So if you take it, your conscience will beat, because that does not belong to you. You are picked up. You'll always think, oh, I am taking somebody's money, whose money it was. I'm doing some sinful. In this way, your mind will disturb. So, that is the taking. And similarly, if you don't take, if you leave it there, then you'll also be disturbed. You'll think, somebody has left this money here, so I did not collect it. Somebody will collect it and he'll take it away. This is not nice. The best thing is that you pick it up and if you deliver to the person who has lost the money or who has left the money. The three things. The one thing is bhog, if you take yourself. And if you don't take, that is tyag. And if you pick it up and deliver to the right person, that is devotion. So, everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna says, bhuktaram jagadavasam sarvaloka maheswaram. I am the supreme proprietor, Mahaisharam. Mahaisharam parameswaram. So, everyone is Sara. But nobody is Mahaisara or Parameshara. Mahaisara is Krishna. Sarvaloko Maheswaram, Mahaisara. Maha means the great. So everything belongs to Krishna. This is unknown to the non-devotees. The Kurmis also do not know. The Kurmis think that the resources of the world that is given by nature for our enjoyment. This is the modern theory of economic development. Everyone is thinking like that. That by nature we have got the gold mine, so we shall take it and use it and enjoy. This is Kurmi's view. But there are many Kurmis, everyone is just like, what is that land where there is too much gold in South America? Brazil. There is too much gold stock there, and every nation is hankering how to take it. That will be the effect, really. What is the struggle in this world? Struggle is, the gold is there, the gold mine is there, and everyone is trying to exploit it. How I can take, or my nation can take. Nationality means expanded selfishness. They are very much fond of nationality, but that nationality is also selfishness. By combined effort, in our country, Mahatma Gandhi is supposed to be the father of nationality, not only in our country, in many other countries. But what is that nationality? Mahatma Gandhi wanted that the Britishers must go away. My countrymen shall endure. So, this is extended selfishness. In the beginning, I want to enjoy. Then if I might extend my enjoyment, family-wise, community-wise, or nation-wise, that does not change the quality of selfishness. People are going on in the name of nationality, big leaders, but from our point of view, that neither as nation or community or person, you are the proprietor of things, Krishna is the proprietor. So, if you expand your selfishness in the name of nationality, I possess this land, we do not approve. We say, Ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. Why you are claiming yourself as a nation or an individual or community? That's not proper. Just like pickpocket and a gangsters organize rogues, thieves, it does not change the quality. There was some talk, you know, between Alexander the Great and the robber. The robber proved that you are a greater robber, that's all. Why you are trying to punish me? Alexander the Great arrested one robber and he was going to punish him. So the robber explained, hey, why you are punishing me? You are also a robber. You are going under the name of conqueror, and because I am not as great as you are, therefore you are trying to punish me. So why you are? So Alexander the Great was very highly advanced. He immediately released him. Yes, I am also a robber. Why shall I punish him? So, every sthena eva sauchyate, everyone in this material, one who has no Krishna consciousness, he is a thief, he is a rogue, he is a robber, everyone. Just like the Americans, they occupied the land of America by killing the Red Indians, and now they are claiming proprietor, and there is immigration department. Nobody can come here. It is our land. This is going on. The first thing is stolen property. Everyone. There is another story. A group of thieves stolen some things, and when they are dividing, one of them kindly, honestly divide. The thing is taken dishonestly, and they are dividing honestly. This is going on, whole world. Everything is taken dishonestly. And when there is question of division, the United Nations honestly divided. The association of the honest men, the United Nations. All plunderers, rogues, thieves, and they have made an association, United Nations. You see? Basically they are all rogues and thieves. As soon as there is opportunity, they will commit all criminal activities, and they are doing. So this is not philosophy. So, yeah, happiness, my material possession, is the happiness of the rogues and the thieves. One who is happy by possessing some material things, he is no better than rogue and thief. And one who is renouncing Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mithya, he is a fool. Because what you are renouncing? When did you possess it? If you possess something, then you can say, I renounce it. But if you do not possess, then where is the question of renouncement? So both of them are wrong. There are three kinds of so-called spiritual happiness, Brahmasu, Brahmananda. There are three kinds of ananda, jarananda, Brahmananda. Jarananda means material, as kormis are trying to possess more and more, more and more. Let me possess, let me possess. This is jarananda. Today I have got, say, 1 lakh of rupees. Idam addamayalabdham, idam prase punadhanam. This is stated, the asuric vichar. Today I have got so much money, and tomorrow I am going to increase it to so much. Kosti adhuam, I am the richest. This is karmi's conception. And gyanis, because they are fed up, so they say Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya, this world is false. Grapes are sour. You know the story, jackal? He wanted to take the grapes, jumping, jumping, jumping. When he could not get it, he says, oh, grapes are sour, I have no necessity. Similarly, these rascals, they renounce the world. What renouncement? What you had, you are renouncing. This is also wrong. The real happiness is seva. This is Krishna's, and it must be used for Krishna's purpose. That is real happiness. Actually, that is the fact. The same example, if you pick up 100 rupees note, if you pocket it, then you are a thief. If you don't touch it, then it will be lost, somebody will take it. You pick up and give to the original proprietor. That will be satisfaction. That is Vaishnava philosophy. We do not say anything bad. We do not say. That is Rupa Goswami's formula. That is Vaishnava formula. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshu viparityago phalgu vairaga katat. Phalgu vairaga, mumukshu vi, those who are after liberation, nidbhid brahmana sannat, they are giving up this world, becoming sannyasi, mayavadi sannyasi, brahma satya jagan mithya. Rupa Goswami says, phalgu vairaga. Why phalgu? Phalgu means insignificant. And phalgu means there is a river, phalgu, in the Gaya. Those who have gone to Gaya, there is a river. The Gaya city is situated on the river phalgu. This river is got phalgu because on the bed you will find only sand. But if you push your hand within the sand, you'll find water. Similarly, Phalgu Vairagya means the so-called sannyasis, they have taken the dress of renounced order, but within the heart, they have got all desires to fulfill. Within the heart. If you push your hand within his heart, he'll find he has got all desires for material enjoyment. That is called Phalgu Vairagya. On the surface, there is no water, sand. But within, there is flow of water going on. So, these Phalgu Vairagya walas, Mayavadi sannyasis, Jagannamitya, they give up this world. So many sannyasis. But at heart, there is the desire, I shall become God. I shall become God. Let's see. We are trying, the Kurmis are trying to become minister, and he is trying to become God. So how much great desire he has got. And outwardly, he appears to be renounced. So Brahma, Nidbhid Brahmana Sandha. But a devotee, his happiness is different, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Nadanang najanang na sundaring kavitangva jagadish kamaya. We do not want this. Mamo janmani janmani sare bhavata bhakti rahitu ki tai. A Vaishnava does not desire even liberation. What to speak of dhanang janang rupavati vajra. That is real Vaishnava. He wants simply Krishna to serve him. That's it. Annamilasada. So that happiness is perfect happiness. That is real shanti. Real shanti. Chaitanya Charitamrita therefore say, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Asant. Bhukti means karmis, simply wanting, possess. That possessing labor is also another asanti, to struggle, to possess. So he is asanta. Mukti, he wants to become God, one with God. And kritya sadhana, austerities, penance, so many things he has to do, meditation, just to become God. So that is also troublesome. The very shanti. Yogis, they are also practicing pranayama, so many asana, dhyan dharana asana pranayama. So very shanti. He has to keep his head down and this is called Sirsasana, that is also another asana. And then he has to show magic, otherwise he will not be recognized. He has to prepare Rasgulla by magic. These are all troublesome things. So bhukti, mukti, siddhi. Bhukti means karmi, mukti means jnani, and siddhi means yogi. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakali asant. Their process is asanti. Krishna bhakta nishkam, atayev shanti. Krishna bhakta does not require to possess anything, or to renounce anything, or to show some magic power. No. He has nothing to do with all these things. Krishna bhakta does not want that I shall show some magic and people will be attracted. If one is Krishna bhakta, he attracts thousands without any magic. The only magic is Krishna bhakti, that's all. He doesn't require to show any yogic magic. It is so nice thing. Therefore, one should concentrate upon devotional service. Everything is there. Sarvahanam achyute ja. If one is devotee of achyuta, everything is complete there. And he is shanta. He does not require it. He does not endeavor for it. But because he is Krishna bhakta, everything follows him. Everything follows him. That ananda is nice. There is no need of showing magic or renouncing this world or accepting this world. These things are not required by Krishna bhakta. Because if he accepts, it is for Krishna. If he rejects, that is false Krishna. Anukulla sa sankalpa pratikullam vivarjanam. We advise, give up this habit. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. So this is tyag. Why tyag? For Krishna. For Krishna. Krishna wants this. Krishna does not want to see us debauchers. Therefore, he must give it. And Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajima. We accept it. So our business is to accept by which Krishna is pleased and reject by which Krishna is pleased. Our central point is how Krishna is pleased. So we have nothing to do with acceptance and rejection. We have to see whether Krishna or his representative is pleased. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadat nagati guto. That is our criteria. And if we live in that way, then we shall be happy. That is called happiness by devotional service. Go on.
Because the impersonalists cannot appreciate the spiritual happiness of association and the exchange of loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of God.
Because they have no conception of God. Nirakar. In Nirakar, where is the loving affairs with Nirakar? I cannot love the air. If I want to love, if somebody says, you love this air, Nirakar, where is my love? Love must be there, just like here we have got Krishna. We can love. We cannot love this sky. So they have no conception of God. Therefore, their love of God is all fictitious. Just like Rabindranath Tagore, he has written Gitanjali. To me. Who is that to me? He does not know. All the poetry is to me, Tomar. Who is that rascal to me, Tomar? But that he does not know. Ki, thik na? This is going on. If I say my husband to me, I know he is my husband, or his form is like that, then I can say, but he does not know who is that to me. Everyone, the impersonalist will pray, tameva mata, tameva pita, but who is that mata, who is that pita, that he does not know. We say, here is your mata, pita, Krishna. Here is Krishna. That is tangible, fact, not fictitious. Go on.
Their ultimate goal is to become one with the Lord. This concept is simply an extension of the material idea. In the material world,
our concept is also to become one with God. But not that I become one with the God. I agree with God. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vaja. I agree. Yes, sir. So long I was foolishly conducted. Now I surrender unto you. Manasa deho geho jo kichu moro. Ortrinu tuvapade nanda kishor. This is surrender. That is one lens. Now I have surrendered to you everything. Maravirakhavi jaiccha tohara. This is oneness. Whatever you like, I can do. You kill me or protect me. Jaiccha tohara. Nitya daso prati tua adhikara. Because I am an eternal slave, you can do whatever you like. Aslishava padratang pinastama marmahatang karotuva jathatadava vidadadulampata. Whatever you like, you can do. But prananatha, still you are my prananatha. This is oneness. I keep my individuality, but I am so surrendered that I have nothing to disagree with Krishna. This is oneness. Not that I mix up, I lose my individuality. I've got individuality. I must go on with individuality. Individuality is never stopped. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that all these kings, you and me, all of us, we existed in the past, we are now existing, and in the future also we shall exist. There is no question of intermingling the individuality. The individuality is there, but individuality sacrifice, full agreement. That is oneness. Just like in our society, I am the head, so everyone is in agreement with me. That is oneness. Not that my disciples, my students, have lost their individuality. They are using their individuality to improve the Krishna consciousness movement, but sanctioned by me. That is oneness. That is oneness. Similarly, our devotional service is like that. We, varieties of work we are doing, but we must see whether Krishna is satisfied. That's all. Sanusthitasya dharmasya sangsiddhi haritosanam. This is our philosophy. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got individual capacity to do something. But we must see whether that is satisfactory to Krishna or his representative. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Just in the office, the clerks are working. The office master, superintendent, if he is pleased, then the proprietor is pleased. The clerk hasn't got to show a separate endeavor for pleasing the proprietor. If the man in charge is pleased, then proprietor is pleased. Similarly, we have to please our spiritual master. And if he is pleased, it is to be supposed Krishna is pleased. And my only aim is, my only success is to see if Krishna is pleased. Sanusthitasya dharmasya sangsiddhi haritosanam. Others may be displeased or pleased. It doesn't matter. One has to be assured whether Krishna is pleased. Then it is all right. That is oneness. Oneness does not mean I lose my individuality. That is not oneness. Go on.
In the material world, everyone is trying to be the topmost headman amongst all his fellow men or neighbors. Either communally, socially, or nationally, everyone is competing to be greater than all others in the material concept of life. This greatness can be extended to the unlimited, so that one actually wants to become one with the greatest of all, the Supreme Lord. This is also a material concept, although maybe a little more advanced.
This kind of conception that I shall become God or I shall declare myself God, this is also material concepts. This is not spiritual concepts. But spiritually, nobody can become God except God. But he has no knowledge of God. He is thinking that he is God. Vimukta manina. tayasta bhava janner binda khabhimukta mani. Manina means taking for granted that I have become liberated, I have become God. And I advertise, and some foolish people will adorn me, oh, here is God. Here is Bala Yogi, incarnation God. So, such cheap God, we don't accept. We want to see the Krishna as 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan hill. So, if you are actually God, then show me that you can lift a hill, you can kill a putana, then I can accept. What sort of God you are? We don't accept such cheap God. God.
However, the perfect spiritual concept of life is complete knowledge of one's constitutional position. And thus one knows enough to dovetail himself in the transcendental...
This is called Atmajnana. Atmajnana. Parabhavastavadabodhaja. Javanna jignasato atma tattam. This is Atma-tattva. I am spirit soul, that is partial knowledge. And I am eternal spirit soul, but unless I know that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Atma, Krishna, my knowledge is not perfect. Simply Brahma-bhuta, to know that I am spirit soul, that is not perfect knowledge. You have to still go further. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, dharma prajjita koitavat. Siddhaswami says that koitava, when one thinks artificially that he has become liberated, one with the Supreme, that is also koitava, cheating. He is not. How he can be one with the Supreme Lord? Then how he has become insignificant creature if he is Supreme Lord. Therefore, this kind of conception that I have become God now, this is also cheating, another cheating. He is cheating, says self-deception. He is cheating himself and what to speak of others. So this kind of oneness to become God, their imperfect knowledge. What?
One must know that he is finite and that the Lord is infinite. Thus it is not possible to actually become one with the Lord, even if one aspires to this.
Yeah. Simply desiring tai avishuddha bhava jinnira vindakha vimukta manina mani maliya God of you. No, not like that. What?
Therefore, anyone who has any desire or aspiration for satisfying his senses by becoming more and more important, either in the material sense or in the spiritual sense, cannot actually relish the really sweet taste of devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore compared possessing these bhakti material and mukti liberation desires with being influenced by the black art of a witch. In both cases, one is in trouble. Bhakti means material enjoyment, and mukti means to become freed from material anxiety and to become one with the Lord. These desires are compared to being haunted by ghosts and witches, because while these aspirations for material enjoyment or spiritual oneness with the Supreme remain, no one can relish the actual transcendental taste of devotional service.
Then he said that so long Bhukti Mukti Spriha Javat Pishachi Ridivartat. Rupa Goswami. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi. Pishachi, it is, they are compared with Pishachi. What is called Pishachi? Witch. What is that? Witch? What does it mean by witch?
One who flies around.
What is that witch?
Black.
Black, yes.
Black.
Witch. So bhukti mukti, they are considered as witch. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi, Bhukti Mukti Pisachi, Javad Ridivartate, Taval Bhakti Sukasa. So long this Pisachi will be in his heart. Just like if a man is ghostly haunted, he cannot have healthy condition. He is in a trouble condition. Ghostly haunted, bhute pava. So this is bhute pava, bhukti mukti. That is it. Pisachi ridivartat. Tavad bhakti sukha satra katam abhudayo bhavet. So long these two pichasis, witches are there within the heart, how he can release the transcendental bliss of devotional service? That is not possible. Bhukti mukti is bhukti mukti pisachi javad ridivartate tavad bhakti sukham asya katham abhudayo bhavet. There is no possibility. One must be free from these desires. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karmadanabhita. Then one can release. So long one is overpowered by bhukti mukti siddhi, he cannot become a devotee. Go on.
A pure devotee never cares for liberation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed to Krishna, "My dear son of Nanda, I do not want any material happiness in the shape of many followers, nor immense opulence and wealth, nor any beautiful wife, nor do I want cessation from material existence. I may take birth many times, one after another, but what I pray from you is that my devotion unto you may always remain unflinching."
This is, I have already explained, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer, Nadanangana janangana sandariṃ kavitāṅva jagadīśa kāvaya mamo janmani janmani śare bhavatā bhakti rahi. This is pure prayer. So, pure devotional service is another great science. One has to learn it. Then his life will be successful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.